listener production. Hi, happy Friday. I'm Sasha Barbagat. Welcome to The Briefing. Child Star's rebranding is nothing new. And right now, another is trying to make the switch from sweet kid to grown-ass woman. JoJo Siwa has been blowing up on social media this week after making a few blunders on the journey to ditching her bubblegum pop image. And today we want to explore the trials and successes of the former child stars who have come before her and what we can expect from JoJo in the future. Joining me now to talk all about it is one of our producers, Helen Smith, who has been eagerly following JoJo's journey on socials. Helen, welcome. JoJo is far from the first child star to do this. What have we seen from them in the past and how have they tried to rebrand? My mind goes to like Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan, kind of that sweet girl image, and then they come out with this crazy pop song and everyone freaks out for a while and then they get over it.
Yeah, so I think my person for that was Miley Cyrus. That was kind of my big like, oh my God, going from Hannah Montana to wow, she's like grinding up on stage with Robin Thicke and she's now this sex symbol. She's this new version of herself. And this is what JoJo is trying to do, I guess.
Yeah.
But she's kind of flopped. There was an article actually the other day and it was called, Has JoJo Flopped or Has She Flopped? And it's like, oh my God.
Yeah. So why do former child stars feel the need to do this rebrand? And it feels like we speak so often about women because it often feels like it's the girl child stars who have to come out and go, no, I'm a woman now. Why do they do it?
Well, I think because they are so cornered and bubbled into this, I am perfect, I am pure, I am this princess, like I'm a child. But there comes a point when how can you be a child star when you're 20 years old or you're legal, you're 18 and above? I feel like there comes a point where they want to rebrand and be seen as a woman and not as a girl or a child. And I do think we don't see this as much with the male child stars. The only one I could kind of think of was Justin Bieber going through his rebel stage.
Yeah.
But other than that, Zac Efron kind of didn't really have one from the High School Musical phase. Like we all thought he was good looking and he kind of just kept being good looking. But I think with females, they are sexualized in a different way. So I almost think they have to do this rebrand if they want to continue in the media world of if they're a musician, an actor, to get those new roles, to write those new songs that align with them now that they're all grown up.
Yeah. Let's talk about JoJo Siwa. This is why we're doing this chat today. Mm-hmm. She has been all over my TikTok the last week. I'm not hugely across who she is. Tell us about her journey to this point.
Yeah. So she started on Dance Moms, the best.
Yeah, I like Dance Moms.
She officially kind of came into people's, you know, vicinity in 2013 when she was 10 years old. Then she joined the official Dance Moms team. I think that was in 2014, 2015. Now we were introduced to JoJo and we were first introduced to her with the massive bow. She was Bobo JoJo from the beginning since she entered our like space. She was branded well and her mum Jess knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
To the point where she was dyeing her child's hair blonde, bleach blonde from the ages of like literally 5 years old.
Wow.
So we were introduced to this brand of JoJo Bobo.
Yeah. So for anyone listening who isn't aware, Dance Moms, it's spelled M-O-M-S, is this show that was like a reality show. Abby Lee Miller was the head of this dance company and it was this show that followed these little girls as they tried to become, you know, great dancers. And they were little. They were like, what, six, seven, eight? Like maybe we followed some up until early
maybe
teens.
Maybe they were 12.
Yeah. There's this great grab from Dance Moms of Abby Lee Miller yelling at JoJo. Let's have a listen.
Don't have an attitude that you are entitled in this world. You are not. You can't stand here and cry.
Well, if you yell at me, I'm going to cry.
Get out.
Oh, poor JoJo. So what did we see from her post-Dance Moms?
Yeah, so during her Dance Moms era, she transitioned into kind of a singer, musician. And when she was about 13 years old, she released Boomerang, which was her first big hit. Now, I'm talking like as we record today, that has 50 million streams on Spotify and nearly a billion views on YouTube on the music video. Here's the song and it goes into the song that now everyone's talking about, which is probably her second biggest hit, Karma. So have a listen.
Yeah, right. Okay. So I hadn't heard either of these songs, right? I think I'd heard a bit of Karma's a Bitch, but like the Boomerang song is clearly a lot more poppy. Mm-hmm. Karma is poppy as well, but immediately the use of bitch in the song makes it feel more grown up. She's trying to depart from that bubblegum pop image. So this is where we're at. She's trying mm-hmm. to rebrand. What has she done to try and shake that old image off?
Yes. So after Boomerang was released, she signed with Nickelodeon the year after. Mm-hmm. Now, 2 years ago, this is 2022, she left Nickelodeon. Since then, she's been slowly building up to this massive rebrand.
Mm.
So she's come out with this new song, Karma, which is an interesting name because Karma is the same name as Taylor Swift's Karma. So she's a smart businesswoman. She's a multimillionaire. It's around 30, 40 million. But her company, the brand of JoJo Siwa, like the Bose alone have made the company and the brand of JoJo Siwa $400 million. So she's out trying to sell this new version of herself and she's had a lot of red carpet moments where I feel like everything she says blows up on socials and she's wearing her, it's like this Kiss-esque costume that's been glitter vomited just all over her.
Yes.
And people are just like, is that really a rebrand?
Yeah. So to explain, and this is what I've been seeing, right, is this red carpet moment where she's wearing, it's like black sparkly leotard. She's got black face paint on, similar to Kiss as in Rock Band Kiss.
Yeah.
It looks really weirdly done. Her hair's all messy and like gelled in weird positions. And I think the criticism that I've seen is that she's doing like a kid pop version of being like black and dark and, you know, like, oh, I'm edgy and cool. But it's not really playing off that way, is it?
No, she's like almost rebranding as like a Disney villain. Mm. Like it's not as extreme as what Miley did, for example. And she did make this claim that she invented gay pop. Here's a grab from that, from the Billboard interview that she did.
The genre is, I said it back in the day when I first signed with Columbia, I said, I want to start a new genre of music. And they said, what do you mean? And I said, well, it's called gay pop. And they were like, what's that? And I was like,
how did that comment go down?
Terribly.
Mm.
A lot of queer and gay artists have been reacting to that video on TikTok and on socials, just with blank faces being like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? You're like 20 years old and you're not the first queer artist. So it was hilarious. Like, it's just like the balls to say stuff like that. JoJo just does not care. She's like, the PR is PR. And she's like, it's got everyone talking. And she has claimed that, no, she's not a singer. She's an artist. And that this reaction is exactly what she wanted.
Mm. How has the reaction been to JoJo compared to what we've seen from female stars trying to rebrand in the past? Is it similar?
I think it's similar with how big the reaction is, but I think it's very different because people are cringing. Mm. People are not like, oh my gosh, with Miley, you're so outrageous. Like, you're sexualizing this, you're doing that. Like, people are almost taking JoJo's version as a joke. Yes, it's got everyone talking. Yes, her song Karma has 18 million views on YouTube. It was released 6 days ago, so that's quite a lot. But I don't think people are taking it as seriously.
Mm. I do remember though, because Miley Cyrus, I remember when she came out, and at least when I was talking with my friends, we were cringing. We were having that reaction.
Mm.
She had this moment at the MTV VMAs where she came out and she was wearing this awful outfit. She couldn't sing. She can sing, but in this performance, she was so focused on the outrageousness, she wasn't putting any work into her actual vocals. It feels like when you watch these child stars trying to break free from it, and as we've said, it's predominantly women,
mm-hmm.
it feels like it's a shrugging off the shackles moment. It has to be so big that it gets people talking so that it's almost like starting again. It's almost like a rebirth. I'm getting very existential here, but that's what it feels like with JoJo. I can't help but think that this is par for the course. We've seen this before and it's going to play out again. What do you think the future for JoJo looks like? Can she kind of get over this cringe moment? Will she just eventually be accepted as her new kooky, wacky self?
Look, I think JoJo plays into the whole cringe thing a lot. I think she has a very different style, fashion-wise, music-wise, to a lot, like compared to Britney, compared to Miley. I think she will always be a little bit cringe. I just think that's her as a person. Like, she doesn't really care. It's like, she's just not cool. She's not the cool person, like the it girl like Miley was. But I also think she's 20. She's only turning 21. She's like, legally in the States, she can't even drink. So I'm like, you know what? Give her another 5 years. I'd love to see where she takes this brand.
To me, it seems like almost a carbon copy of the Miley Cyrus rebrand. Recently, Miley did this TikTok series where she was in, you know, this beautiful outfit and you know, she's talking about all her moments. And she talked about being a child star and having to make that switch. It almost just feels like an inevitability for those child stars that were forced into such an image, as you said, of being role models for kids, and they don't want to do that anymore. So I guess power to her. Who's she hurting? Not me.
No one.
Yeah.
No one.
Helen, thank you for taking us through the epic story of JoJo Siwa. We appreciate it. That was our amazing producer, Helen Smith, talking us through the transformation of child star JoJo Siwa. And that is all for this afternoon's briefing. Thank you for listening. Now, the weekend briefing will be back with Antoinette tomorrow, who's having an interesting chat with Michael Shafar. Tom Tilley will be joining you on Sunday. Tom, what have you got planned for us?
Hello. So, yeah, in this weekend briefing episode, a really good interview with this, well, he's the boss of a what you could call a television news network. He's also 16. His name's Leo Puglisi. He's a Melbourne Year 11 student who started his own news channel online, goes out on YouTube and via the social channels, and he's managed to get Scott Morrison, Kevin Rudd, Anthony Albanese on his show. So he's doing big things. He's been on Q&A, The Drum. So we're going to find out how he does it on a technical level as well as a journalistic level, how he survives the backlash, and what he thinks of his generation and their political views, where he thinks his own generation is at and what is really influencing them. It's a fascinating conversation.
Sounds awesome. You can keep up with our other content by checking us out on Instagram at The Briefing Podcast. And of course, we're on TikTok and YouTube. Search Listener Newsroom. I'm Sasha Barbagat. See you next time.